Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, and this is the JB Show, an early edition of it, the Easter edition, if you will. Usually I do these shows at the end of the month, but my man Cody was doing a little something for Easter, and since it's a holiday, I guess you can consider that a day off, if you will. Day off from recording and drinking with me, obviously. So we're going to do mix and match next week, and I just thought I would knock off a JB show right now since I'm going to do it next week anyway. And I just figured I would continue on with the Four Roses experiment since Four Roses was the very first episode of The Last Drop. And I brought in on Whiskey Week Four Roses 2018, the 2018 limited edition 130th anniversary bottle. So I'm going to continue it this month with Four Roses. Next week, I'm bringing another limited edition bottle. Well, this week, I thought I would just drop by and bring out my old friend. I've never even opened this one yet because I think I already have another one open of it, and that's the Four Roses Single Barrel Selection Total Wine Store Pick. Obviously, Store Pick Monday, obviously. That's usually what I've been doing on this show. I'm going to do the JB show, at least for this year. Last year it was Talking Cavalon. This year it's Store Pick Monday. And I was like, I know I got Four Roses Store Pick single barrels sitting around here. I got a shitload of them from last time I checked. So pulled that bad boy out and was like, here we go. And I've already been drinking on it, I'm not going to lie. Because like I said, it is the holiday. And, well, I've been drinking, bitch. So pouring me another little glass right now. Because it is fucking delicious. But I haven't been drinking this one necessarily. But anyway, I hope everyone had a fantastic Easter. Safe, sound, like always. Ooh, these are always so beautiful to open up. It's going to be a very short show, though, this week. I don't really have much to talk about. Other than Lakers not being in the playoffs, which just burns my ass even more so. But, and how I'm still thinking that it's going to be the Suns versus... Suns, damn, that fucking smells heavenly. Suns versus the Bucks in the NBA Finals there. But I'll see what Cody's still sticking with Golden State next week when he gets back on here. Want to thank everyone that's been buying some merch. I see you guys that are not only just buying shirts, you're buying the cups. I saw a few sticker sales go out. I saw one hoodie got sold. I was like, oh, that's cool. I noticed they have the zip-up jackets, too, whatever, which is what I really want, because I wear those more than hoodies, but the fucking design is on the back instead of the front. I'd like it on the front, like on the side patch there or whatever, but it's like a big-ass printout on the back and shit. And I know some people actually got their shirts as well, too. I actually got mine yesterday. I was supposed to get mine on fucking Tuesday, apparently. I don't know if it was a delay or not, but it got delivered yesterday, so I got that bad boy. I still didn't get my cups yet. So I'm still waiting on that, and I just got me a travel mug as well, too, because TeePublic is still having a sale right now, so you go on there, head over to TeePublic, and, or just follow the link on my Twitter at JB_lad_thelastdrop, so it's pinned up in there on my Twitter somewhere. I'd actually recommend that, because I think TeePublic's search engine actually fucking sucks, and I think if you actually went to TeePublic and typed in The Last Drop, a bunch of other shit pops up. It's really difficult. It's probably one of the most useless search engines I think I've ever used. So, man, this shit is smelling heavenly. So thank everyone, though, that's been purchasing items on there. I want to see everyone rocking their Last Drop merch. I mainly want you to get the shirts, but I wouldn't mind if you get the cups as well, too, because what better way than listen to this show and have a nice glass of whiskey out of your, or whatever you're drinking. If you're listening to this morning, a nice glass of coffee or tea. While listening to the greatest drinking podcast of all time. That's The Last Drop, baby. Let's move on with the show here. This might even be just 20 minutes long. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm getting hungry. I haven't ate all day, but I'm getting to it. So, anyway, we got the Total Wine Four Roses Store Pick. Holy shit. This shit smells delicious. This is the single barrel selection. I got this back in 2020 and have not opened it until now. It's been aged for 10 years, 3 months. OBSF. People probably hear those numbers and are like, what the fuck is that? That's usually the recipe abbreviations there. This has about 60% corn in it, 35% rye, and 5% barley. Got mint, fruit, spicy, full body. What was that? Full body on it? Ooh-wee. Damn. The only thing I don't like about these Total Wine Four Roses now, the fucking price on these things. They have gotten out of control. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I guess in 2020 I was on like a spending spree as far as buying whiskey and shit. I think this was the same. I probably had just got the old Fitzgerald, I think, at Total Wine. So I just grabbed this as well, too, since it was there. These bottles used to run for like $59. I'm talking about a few years ago, because I remember I used to buy my Four Roses single barrel store picks all the time. They're like $59. Them shits are damn near 80. I mean, they're like $89 and $99 now. I think I might have spent at 89, so with tax it was like 97 or something like that or whatever. So, hold on. Yeah, I'm seeing the price right here. Yep, got the price right here. $89 fucking. $89 fucking for this shit. And they're good too. I just don't think they're $89 good. Let me say that. Because $89 doesn't sound like a lot. I just don't want to spend extra money now on these goddamn Four Roses single barrel picks. And the picks go fast too, but at the same time, I don't want to be spending damn near $100 on Four Roses store picks. Fucking nose on this real. Oh, man. OBSF. I think I like the OESF more or whatever, which I think is like 75% corn. Whereas in this one's only 60%. So yeah, I like a little bit more corn. So on the nose, it's bold as shit. It's intense. It's got that sweetness to it. It's inviting though. You know, it's got that invitation like, hey, let me through your door real quick. Come have a sip with me. I can't pin down really the most of the smell on it, but for the most part, it's got this sweetness to it that I just really like. Going in for the sip now. Woo-wee. It's thick with 3Ks, like it's the Ku Klux Klan and shit. Ooh, man. You could taste the sweetness just roll off the tongue, too. It's got that fucking spice to it, because when it's on the palate, on the finish, it is long as shit. It's spicy. Oh, man. But it's that perfect amount of heat, too, though. I love that. That is that perfect amount of heat. It's not too hot, and it's not too spicy, neither. It's, like, perfectly well-balanced. I gave the limited edition a last drop. Man, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, that is long as shit on that finish. I love it. This is the kind of shit I'm talking about here. Oh, that's good. I just got a notification. Someone just bought something. A shirt off TeePublic. You know, I wish they would put people's emails or at least the name of who bought it. That way I can just know the names. Send out like a little thank you. But I guess either way, it's just me saying that thank you. Because if you're buying that shirt, most likely you listen to the show or you're just a fan of mine or you just want to show support. So. I wonder if Yoon got his shirt. Motherfucker better order one. Motherfucker better order one. That's all I know. Damn. Finish on this is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. The palate, it's got this boldness to it. It's more sweet than it's spicy. The sweetness kind of just rolls off, and then when it gets into that long finish, that's when it's... But it's an easy, excellent mouthful, though, too. Oh, man. This is pretty much an excellent whiskey. Once again, the only problem I really have is the fucking price. That price just really fucking eats it up, though. The whiskey starts off sweet, then it finishes spicy. It's thick, it's bold, it's incredibly intense, but not overpowering. The finish just lasts forever. That's what you want. And it's, as soon as it's gone, you instantly want more of it. I like that shit. I like that a lot, actually. Oof, man. It's not as good as the 2018 limited edition bottle, but really what it is, or this is really fucking good here. I know we had a sidetrack here. We got some big UFC shows coming up here. Ooh-wee, man. Hold on. I'm looking this at right now. I just got a notification because there was a UFC show, a Vegas fight on, what was it? Saturday. Or yesterday, I guess, if you will. And, I tend to watch those Fight Night Vegas, but I tend to really don't, to be honest, neither. They just don't hype me up anymore, so I just don't really follow them. But I know next month, we got a hot one right here. I'm waiting for this one so bad. You got Oliveira in the main event defending the lightweight title against Justin Gaethje. I think you got Thug Rose fighting Esperanza. Chandler versus Ferguson, where Chandler needs to win, but I also don't want to see Ferguson's face get fade up. Donald Cerrone versus Lazoon. Who you got on the prelims here? No one of notice, whatever, but that's four nice fights right there. So you got, two title fights and then like Chandler and Ferguson. I guess Chandler and Gaethje are just going to fight on the same card forever now, huh? Giving early predictions. I got Thug Rose retaining. I got Chandler winning this. I think I'm going to regret this one, but please understand, I'm a huge fan of this dude. So I'm going to go with Justin Gaethje. I love this dude, how he fights. I wanted him to be champ so bad, so even more than I wanted, or I didn't want Dustin. I just thought Dustin Poirier would win, whatever. But yeah, I'm going with Gaethje on this one. This is good right here. And I know we got some other good ones. I didn't even talk about the last pay-per-view, which shockingly, we had the rematch fight between Aljamain Sterling and Petr Yan. I know people thought Petr Yan was going to win that one. Aljamain Sterling won that by decision. And then we also had Chimaev versus Gilbert Burns. Fight of the year, probably. That was a damn good fight. But also probably Chimaev's biggest battle, too. And you know, what it showed me was, yeah, Chimaev isn't ready for Usman. He's good. He gassed out in that first round, though. He had that Amanda Nunes thing where you haven't seen her go past the first round to see if she's, you know, for a long time at least, where we don't know how well this person would be in like a 5-round fight. Chimaev was gassed the fuck out. He won that fight by decision, obviously. I can't remember which rounds, per se. But, I enjoyed UFC 273. And then, obviously, yeah, you have Volkanovski, pound for pound, one of the best. Actually, pound for pound, he is the best fighter in that division. I think he's moving up, too. So, and I know he's talking about moving up as well in weight to challenge for the title. I actually think he could. I think he should fucking do it, to be honest. I mean, he needs to fight Max Holloway again. We need to get that fight settled beforehand. But, yeah, I think he needs to move up. Because this guy is no fucking joke. Anybody ain't putting respect in his name yet? Yeah, you need to get an attitude adjustment then real quick, because Volkanovski is a real fucking deal. That little Australian dude is, man, he just, when he strikes you, he's aiming for head and he's trying to kill you. This dude's striking is fucking incredible. He's a fucking animal in that cage. And it might have been Korean Zombie's last fight, too. I know he was talking about hanging it up, so if it is his last fight, respect to the Korean Zombie, man. I always love this dude. This dude is fucking intense, and he comes at you just like his name says, comes at you like a zombie. You don't know which way he'll come, and I thought this dude was a great fighter, so he's hanging it up. What a good way to go out then, taking on the champ and losing effort in a back-and-forth bout like that. Even though it didn't become so back and forth no more. I'm pouring some more of this Four Roses here because this hitting me a little. Oh, man. Let's talk about my Lakers. Mainly, let's talk about Russell Westbrook and how we can't get rid of this motherfucker now. He's going to be with us next year. Frank Vogel just got fired. I don't know who, there's like a lot of rumors right now about coaches, about who's coming in here and stuff like that. And I got to tell you this right now, all those rumors sound like bullshit. Why in the, most of these coaches, first of all, on contract, who they're talking about getting. And why in the blue fuck would they come to this team when their team right now currently is in the fucking playoffs? That don't make no damn sense. I even hear talk now of did I hear talk? Now I'm blanking. I think it was Jason Kidd. And I was just like, okay. Yeah, that ain't happening. So far, all the coaches' names I've heard, I don't think it's happening. But Russell Westbrook, he had an interview, like he always does. I kind of wish he would just stay on his phone and interview and stop talking now, because every time I hear him talk, I just get more angry. I actually get more angry now at the way he fucking... the way he handles himself in press conference more than he fucking handles himself on the court. Because I already know the dude sucks. I mean, this dude is terrible. He's fucking... His jump shot, his ball handle, his position of turning over, he has the worst fucking hands in the NBA I have ever seen in life. I mean, and I'd have to go really way far back or whatever to remember this. But I'm just... From recent memory, even to when I was watching in the 90s, Russell Westbrook has the worst fucking hands in all the NBA. By far. He cannot hold on to a ball to save his fucking life. This dude is terrible. And his jump shot is fucking atrocious now. I mean, it is fucking atrocious. But he actually might think in his head that he is the best player on this team. Delusion of all grandeur. So he believes that he wasn't given a fair chance with the Lakers yet. And it's just like, bro. AD and LeBron been out how many fucking times? AD didn't miss damn near the season and shit. You had plenty of ample time to fucking do it. There's like highlight reels on Twitter of people putting compilations together of how this dude plays. And they put that clown music in the background. Either that... And it's fucking atrocious how this dude's playing. If you was to see just that video and you never watched an NBA play, you would think this is a high school team. With just him on it. That's how bad he is. And any other team, any other player, honestly, too, whatever, they'd have benched this motherfucker by now. Frank Vogel did bench him, but he didn't bench him soon enough, if you ask me. And I think that was probably the part of the problem. Because, hell, Frank Vogel was the one out there putting the most fucking trust in him. I lost trust in him. Pretty early in the fucking season, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I tried to give it a chance and stick with it and be like, these things take time, but it's like, no. This dude fucking sucks. He's like trash. He's hitting backboard. He hits air balls like a motherfucker. I mean, I know his whole attitude is like, oh, everybody else missed shots. Why can't I miss shot, bitch? Hold on. He never fucking takes responsibility for anything. It's like, I want this dude gone so fucking bad. But we're probably stuck with him for another year, and I don't think he's going anywhere. So, I'm begging the Clippers to fucking take him. Please, we doing y'all. Look, y'all leaving our basement soon, man. Just take him to your new stadium. Just get him up in there. Pump his ego up enough or whatever. But this team is just fucked, dude, royally. I don't even see next year being good, because what would be good about it? It's going to be the same shit. This dude, and I'm kind of getting tired of LeBron and them defending him and shit. Someone else defended him recently, and I can't remember who it was now, but it's like, stop defending this dude. This dude fucking sucks. Just, you know what, just pull a Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Or Doc Rivers as well. Just tell him. You fucking trash, bro. And if you keep turning this fucking ball over, you're going to be benched for life. And we'll just pay you your fucking 40, what is it, 40, 45 million, whatever, how much it is, whatever. Because there's no way we can tolerate this going forward. I'm glad the Laker fans aren't just gullible, sucking his dick or anything like that, whatever. No, they let him know he trash, too. They chanting Westbrook at his ass and all kinds of names. I know that's pissing him off. You're not going to be disrespecting my fan. Well, why don't you fucking play better then? I paid the tickets. I'm going to chant at your ass, and I'm going to chant you suck, okay? Because you fucking suck. This is getting really bad, and we need to get rid of his ass ASAP. I had a colleague from New York I was talking to, though, the other day. And I live on the West Coast, obviously, so I don't hear much about this team. But I asked him straight up, because he's from the same area, too, as his team. And I'm talking about the Brooklyn Nets. He's from Brooklyn. And I just looked at him and said, what's the buzz around with Brooklyn? Because y'all just as a bust as we are. I mean, you're not as bad as we are, but you're kind of a bust. I mean, you had three of the best players in the NBA on one fucking team. And ain't done shit with it. You didn't go to a championship last year. Then this year, you barely played with each other to the point that one person got traded. And now you got Ben Simmons, who still ain't playing. Look, in the long run, at least for this year or whatever, the James Harden trade was better. I said it and I'm sticking with it because Ben Simmons ain't played all fucking year. Now, for some miraculous, and then I think he's got like back issues. Like, yeah, because your ass was sitting on that fucking bench for all fucking season. Yeah, you got back issues, all right. Nobody wants to answer the issues about him. And to me, James Harden was just better. I'd rather take James Harden than Ben Simmons right now. And I went with the trade and said, yeah, I think Sixers won on this one. Now, in the long run, if Ben Simmons can, I don't know what the fuck he needs to do. In the long run, he might be a better fit for them. But for right now, in this season, yeah, I think the Sixers won this trade, especially when the fucking Nets are playing in the play-in tournament. I was asking my colleague, though, what's the buzz around the Brooklyn Nets? Because Brooklyn should be just as pissed as the L.A. is about the Lakers. And he said, yeah, it is about that. He said, Brooklyn fans are not fucking happy. I said, good. I was like, it's considered, because I don't hear shit about that team being a bust. And I was like, that's a bust. Y'all ain't done shit. And he did bring up that, like, oh, if Kevin Durant would have just had his 1 foot on that 3-point line, it was like, yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You still lost. You lost to the Greek Freak. Not only that, since losing to the Greek Freak, they are 5-0 against the Bucks. So let's just say miraculously they come out of this play-in tournament and they get into these playoffs series here. I still don't think they can beat the Bucks. The Bucks just has a number. I think it's a 49ers versus Rams thing where eventually the Nets will beat the Bucks. It was the same thing with the Rams where they were beating the 49ers. It was like eventually the Rams are going to beat the Niners. The Niners just had their number for so long now. It's like they're eventually going to win a game against the 49ers. And it just so happened to be the biggest game of all time. So, I digress, though. Back on the spirit here, though. Because I've been going for 23 minutes. And I know I said I was going to keep this short as shit, whatever. And I know this went on longer than I thought it would. But, dude. Oh, man. Woo. You know what? I gotta say, if this was 70, because it was 69, so it was like $75 all day, every day. I'm dropping last drops on this. 89 bucks now at this point. Damn near, I think it might be 100 this year when we see some more come out. No, I gotta drop that score just a little bit, just because I was a little hesitant when I bought this bottle. But it's got everything I want. I'm sipping this thing still. Oh, man. Starts off sweet, finishes spice. It's just like a fucking Powerpuff Girl. It's sweet, spice, and everything nice. It's thick, it's bold, it's incredibly intense. Not overpowering, though. The finish is long, just how I like it. It lasts forever. It's over 70 bucks or whatever. $75, I'd probably give this the last drop, but for $89, I gotta drop that shit down. I can't tolerate these prices going up on me like this. I'm gonna drop a 3.5 on this. That's still a high ass rating. If you're looking for a good whiskey and you so happen to find these in stores, I was about to say it's not that hard to find, but they only release it at a certain time. So when they do release it and you see it, I mean, I somewhat recommend highly grabbing one of these, especially if you're not like a hardcore whiskey connoisseur like myself, and you're like just looking for all the allocated shit that you can. And if you can't find all the allocated shit you can, I highly recommend getting some of these Four Roses single barrel. Fuck, get all recipes if you can. This is the hold on, where the bottle at? OBSF, and it's fucking fantastic. I got the OBSV as well too, so. Yeah, so that's getting a 3.5 for me. Yeah, it's excellent whiskey. The price is fucked up, whatever. The finish is the best part about this. I'm not getting too much of the fruit characteristics, though, on the palate at all. It's sweet as hell, too, but I can't, at least on the beginning palate, but I can't pinpoint exactly what that is either, so. 3.5. Can't give it that last drop on the principle of the matter, but I digress. All right, I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I went on for about 24 minutes, probably. I'll be back next week, though. Cody will be back. We'll be doing a week late mix and match week. And we're going to be talking some more whiskey. Going to be talking, slanging more of them last drop merch. Going to be talking some more beer. I had another beer. And this beer. And that beer. We had some going to talk beer. We're going to talk whiskey. We're going to talk last drop. That's what we're going to do here. So, people, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this month, this episode, the JB show itself here. Store pick Monday. Get yourself a store pick. And with that said, like we always say, livers will never be the same because glasses will never be dry.